At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sometimes God is talking to us, and we don't even realize it. Whispering directions and wisdom through the fabric of our daily lives. Have you ever paused in the middle of your routine, feeling a gentle nudge, steering you one way or another, yet not quite sure of its source? It's in these moments, often overlooked, where God seeks to guide us, silently or subtly aligning our steps with His greater plan. Today, as we will look at five signs that indicate that God is talking to you, we will explore the scriptures to understand the ways in which God's unchanging guidance seeks to lead us. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Now for a moment, think about the compass needle, how it steadfastly points north, no matter where it is in the world. This simple, yet profound instrument offers a perfect insight into how God communicates with us. Just as a compass provides direction to travelers in unknown lands, God's guidance directs us through the challenges of life. The needle's unwavering position, despite any surrounding turmoil, mirrors how God's voice remains constant and true, guiding us towards our spiritual north. My friends, in Psalm 46, verse 10, the Bible reminds us, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." This verse invites us into a powerful realization as we embark on our journey today. In the noise and haste of our lives, God calls us to pause, to be still, and recognize His sovereignty and guidance. Just as a navigator pauses to read a compass and confirm their direction, we too are invited to quiet our hearts before God, to listen for His voice amidst the clamor of our daily routines. This stillness is not passive. It is an active engagement with God, a moment to align our spirits with God's unchanging truth and direction. As we explore these five signs, let this scripture inspire us to cultivate moments of stillness in our lives, to truly know God and discern His guidance. It's in these quiet moments that God's voice becomes clear, directing us towards our spiritual north with unwavering precision. Let us journey together with hearts open to the subtle, yet unmistakable directions of God's compass, ready to receive the profound insights and blessings He has in store for us. Sign number one, you experience an unexplainable peace. In our lives, filled with constant motion and noise, finding a moment of true peace can seem as rare as a quiet whisper in a storm. Yet, it's precisely this sense of unexplainable peace amidst turmoil that serves as a profound sign that God is speaking to us. This peace, which Philippians 4 verse 7 describes as surpassing all understanding, acts as a guardian to our hearts and minds, a divine whisper that calms the raging seas within us. Let us consider the nature of this peace. It's not simply the absence of conflict or trouble, but a deeper internal serenity that persists despite external circumstances. Imagine being in the eye of a hurricane, where everything around you is in chaos, yet you stand in a spot of calm. This peace is God's way of telling us, I am with you. It's a reassurance that no matter what we face, His presence surrounds us, offering comfort and security. This inner calm is a form of communication from God, a response to our prayers and worries, even when we haven't uttered them aloud. Furthermore, this peace is often a guide, leading us through decisions and moments of uncertainty. When faced with choices, the path that God wants us to follow is often accompanied by a sense of peace. It's as if a gentle hand is placed upon our shoulder, steering us in the right direction. This doesn't mean the path is easy or without its challenges, but there's an underlying confidence that comes from knowing you're aligned with God's will. It's God's way of speaking into our lives, indicating this is the way, walk in it. Understand that experiencing this peace can be a transformative journey of faith. It requires us to trust in God's sovereignty, to believe that He is at work even when we can't see the full picture. This trust is an active engagement with God, a choice to believe in His goodness and faithfulness. When we choose to trust in God, the peace we experience is His communication back to us, affirming our faith and encouraging us to continue trusting in Him. My friends, cultivating an awareness of this peace helps us to discern God's voice more clearly. It's about tuning our hearts to recognize this peace as God speaking to us amidst the noise of life. Just like learning a new language, understanding this form of divine communication takes time and practice. It involves spending time in prayer, meditating on Scripture, listening to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and learning to be still. As we grow in this awareness, the more attuned we become to recognizing when God is guiding, comforting, or reassuring us through His peace. So this unexplainable peace is not merely a feeling, but a profound communication from God. It reassures us of His presence, guides our decisions, strengthens our faith, witnesses to His power, and helps us discern His voice. This peace is a divine whisper, calling us to trust, to follow, and to rest in the assurance that God is with us, speaking to us, even in the midst of life's storms. Sign number 2, recurrent themes in Scripture. In our journey with God, His Word serves not just as a guide, but also as a living conversation between our hearts and His divine wisdom. One of the most profound ways God speaks to us is through recurrent themes in Scripture. When a particular passage, story, or theme in the Bible repeatedly comes to our attention, it's as though God is highlighting a message specifically for us. Imagine for a moment walking through a garden where certain flowers catch your eye, not once, but many times during your walk. Each time you see these flowers, they seem to stand out more, drawing you towards them, inviting you to take a closer look, and perhaps discover something new about them, or even about yourself. Similarly, when we encounter the same scripture or biblical theme multiple times, it is like those flowers in the garden, drawing us closer to a deeper understanding and connection with God. It's God's way of saying, pay attention to this. This repetitive encounter with God's Word can come in various forms. A verse that keeps appearing in different settings, a biblical story that we keep being drawn back to, or a theme that seems to be woven through our daily life. It's as if the Scripture is following us, waiting for us to stop, listen, and delve deeper into its meaning. This persistence is a divine tactic designed to capture our attention and direct our focus to areas of our life that require reflection, action, or transformation. Furthermore, these recurrent themes are often tailored to our current situations or questions that we have been pondering in our hearts. As Psalm 119, verse 105 reminds us, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." These repeating patterns of scripture might offer guidance in times of decision-making, comfort during periods of loss, or encouragement to persevere through challenges. For instance, if you're facing a tough decision, and the story of Solomon asking for wisdom in 1 Kings 3 verses 5 to 14 keeps coming up, it might be God's way of inviting you to seek his wisdom above all. Engaging with these themes requires an active response. It's about more than just noticing the repetition. It's about seeking out what God is trying to communicate. This might involve studying the scripture in depth, praying for insight, or even seeking wise counsel from others. It's a process of exploration, where we engage with God's word, seeking to understand the breadth and depth of his message to us. This engagement transforms our reading from a passive activity into a dynamic conversation with God. My friends, these recurrent themes in Scripture serve to strengthen our faith and trust in God. They remind us that he is actively involved in our lives, speaking to us through his word in a way that is both personal and profound. As we pay attention to these divine highlights, let us approach them with open hearts and minds, ready to receive and act on the wisdom and guidance that they offer. Sign number 3, doors opening and closing. A significant sign that God is speaking to us can often be seen in the opportunities that come our way, and just as importantly, in those that are removed from our path. The concept of doors opening and closing in our lives serves as a powerful metaphor for God's guidance. It reflects his sovereign control over our circumstances, leading us toward his plans and away from harm. Consider a vast library filled with countless books, each representing different paths and choices in your life. Some books are meant to be read and cherished, offering wisdom and growth, while others are better left on the shelf, not because they are inherently bad, but because they are not right for you at this moment. The opening and closing of doors is like navigating this library, with God as your guide, pointing out which books to pick up and which to bypass. When a door opens, it's an invitation to walk through into new experiences and lessons that God has prepared. While, when a door closes, it's a protective measure, steering us away from paths that are not meant for us or are potentially harmful. Revelation 3 verse 7 speaks to this divine orchestration. It says, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts and no one opens." This verse highlights God's authority to open doors that no one can shut and to close doors that no one can open. This scripture reassures us of God's omnipotence and his meticulous care in guiding our steps. An open door from God often comes with a sense of peace and assurance, even if the path ahead seems daunting. Conversely, a closed door, though it may initially bring disappointment, often comes with a later realization of God's wisdom and protection, redirecting us to better opportunities. The discernment of open and closed doors requires a deep trust in God's wisdom and timing. It involves prayerful consideration and seeking God's will, not just our desires. It's about recognizing that God's plans for us are often beyond our understanding, and that he sees the entire picture when we only see a part. Trusting in God's opening and closing of doors also means being prepared to step out in faith when an opportunity arises, even if it pushes us out of our comfort zones, and to have the grace to let go when a door closes, believing that it is for our ultimate good. Furthermore, the opening and closing of doors are not just about external opportunities, but also about the inner workings of our hearts. Sometimes, God opens doors to new spiritual insights, deeper relationships, or a greater understanding of His love and purpose for us. Similarly, He might close the door to unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or paths that lead us away from Him. This process of opening and closing is part of our spiritual growth, shaping us to be more like Christ. My friends, as we encounter these doors, let us seek God's wisdom in discerning which to walk through and which to walk away from, trusting that He is leading us toward His best for our lives. Through this divine guidance, we are reminded of God's presence and His careful orchestration of our life's path. Sign number 4, conviction and correction. One of the profound ways God speaks to us is through conviction and correction. This divine dialogue is not to be mistaken for condemnation or guilt, but is a loving and guiding hand steering us back onto the path of righteousness. When we stray from God's ways, He, in His mercy, brings conviction to our hearts, reminding us of His laws and prompting us to return to Him. This section explores how conviction and correction are signs of God's communication, emphasizing His desire for our spiritual growth and well-being. Imagine walking through a dense forest where the path is not always clear, and it's easy to wander off into less trodden, perilous routes. The conviction God sends is like the gentle nudge or the soft voice telling you to look at your compass, reminding you of the direction you should be heading. It's a correction that comes from love, aiming to protect you from the unseen dangers that lie off the chosen path. Hebrews 12, verse 6 highlights this, stating, "For whom the Lord loves, He chastens and scourges every son whom He receives." This verse reassures us that His correction is a sign of His love and commitment to our lives. Conviction can often come through the reading of Scripture, where a verse stands out, speaking directly to an area of our life that needs adjustment. It might come during prayer, as the Holy Spirit whispers to our hearts, urging us to confess and forsake a particular sin with a still, small voice that guides us towards righteousness. Or it might come through the counsel of a fellow believer, gently pointing out something we were previously blind to. This conviction is not to break us, but to mold us, to refine us like gold through fire, removing the impurities to reveal the precious metal beneath. The response God seeks from us when we experience conviction is one of humility and repentance. It requires acknowledging our wrongdoing, turning away from it, and turning back to God. This process is not always easy. It often involves confronting uncomfortable truths about ourselves. Yet, it is in this space of vulnerability that we find God's grace in abundant measure. 1 John 1, verse 9. Promises, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness and cleansing are part of the correction process, helping us to start anew, strengthened, and renewed by His grace. Furthermore, God's correction is aimed at not just steering us away from sin, but leading us towards a fuller, more abundant life in Him. It's about realigning our lives with His purposes, teaching us to walk in obedience and faith. As we learn to heed His correction, we grow in spiritual maturity, becoming more effective instruments for His kingdom. This growth process is like pruning a vine. It might seem painful at the time, but it ultimately leads to more fruitfulness. My friends, the experience of divine conviction and correction deepens our relationship with God. It reminds us of His holiness and our need for His mercy. It teaches us to trust in His goodness, even when His methods are uncomfortable. As we respond to His correction, we learn to rely more on His strength and less on our own, drawing closer to Him in dependence and love. Understand that conviction and correction are clear indications that God is communicating with us, desiring not to harm us, but to bring us into a closer relationship with Him. Through His loving correction, we are guided back onto the path of righteousness, equipped for the journey ahead, and reminded of the depth of His love and commitment to our well-being. And sign number 5, alignments and confirmations. In our walk with God, moments of divine alignment and confirmation often guide us, acting as clear signs of His presence and direction in our lives. These instances, whether they be advice from a friend, a scripture that speaks directly to our situation, or an unexpected opportunity, are not coincidences, but are affirmations from God. One such scripture that captures this guidance is found in Isaiah 30, verse 21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Whenever you turn to the right hand, or whenever you turn to the left. This verse reassures us of God's active role in guiding our decisions and paths. These alignments and confirmations serve a dual purpose. They strengthen our faith by providing tangible evidence of God's involvement in our lives, and they also offer clarity in times of decision, acting as beacons of light that guide us towards God's will. As we navigate life's crossroads, these signs from God can provide the confidence we need to move forward, assured that we are aligned with His plans for us. Embracing these moments requires an open heart and a spirit attuned to the Holy Spirit's prompting and leading, inviting us to live a life in obedience and harmony with God's purposes. It's a journey that not only deepens our faith, but transforms us, drawing us closer to the likeness of Christ. May we cultivate a sensitivity to His presence, discerning His guidance with faith and trust. Let this understanding be a beacon that guides us through life's uncertainties, drawing us closer to His purpose for us. Armed with this knowledge, let us step forward into each day, confident in the knowledge that God is with us, guiding our steps and speaking into the depths of our hearts. As we remain attentive to God's guidance, let us trust in His leading, assured of His steadfast love and faithfulness, and walk the path laid out for us with courage and peace. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, the Alpha and Omega, I come before You in awe of Your majesty and holiness, praising You for who You are. You are the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Your greatness is unsearchable, Your power is unmatched, and Your love is unfailing. I exalt Your name above all names, for You alone are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Thank You, Lord, for the countless blessings You have poured into my life and the lives of my loved ones. I am grateful for the gift of life, for Your daily provisions, Your mercy that is new every morning, and your grace that is sufficient for me. Thank you for being my guide, my protector, and my provider. Your faithfulness surrounds me every day, and for this, I give you thanks. Merciful Father, I come to you asking for forgiveness of my sins. I confess that I have fallen short of your glory, and I repent with all my heart. Forgive me for the times I have not listened to your voice or ignored your guidance. As I receive your forgiveness, I also forgive those who have trespassed against me. Help me to let go of any bitterness and to walk in the freedom of your forgiveness. Lord, in this journey of faith, I ask for the wisdom, discernment, and sensitivity to recognize your voice. Empower me to see your hand in my life. I rebuke every plan of the enemy to distract or derail me from your purposes. I bind every spirit of confusion and claim clarity and direction in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for healing over every area of my life and the lives of my loved ones, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and mentally. I stand against every attack of the enemy, declaring victory over every form of sickness, depression, fear, and anxiety in the name of Jesus. I ask for your protection over me and my loved ones, guarding us from harm and leading us in your everlasting way. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, asking for your Holy Spirit to fill us afresh, guide us, and empower us. Let your peace that surpasses all understanding guard our hearts and minds. Together, we claim victory over our lives, declare healing where it's needed, and thank you for the protection and guidance you continually provide. Help us to walk in your ways and to be attentive to the leading of your Spirit. We pray for blessings upon our lives and those of our loved ones. May your favor and peace be upon us, and may we be a testament to your goodness and mercy. Strengthen us, Lord, to face the challenges of life with faith and confidence, knowing that you are with us. As we encounter the doors before us, Lord, grant us the wisdom to discern which to embrace and which to leave behind, trusting that you are guiding us toward the very best for our lives. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.